In a world defined by journeys, two men will make the impossible seem possible. This fall, Zach Thompson, Jack Frimston, or Tonality, rated PG.
That was bloody lovely, that.
Did you like that?
That was really lovely. I don't know why I've gone northern today. You're maybe it's because I'm not northern. I'm a cockney. Go on, get cockney. Yeah, get more southern. Get more southern.
I'll turn it on.
Yeah, all right. Meet me down there for a live nap. Nice one. Why the silly voices?
Well, one of the things I might get a message about or asked about is tonality.
Mm.
Right? Tonality is a really interesting one. One, I can't message you back on LinkedIn and tell you how to have better tone. It's impossible. It's like explaining to a Frisbee what Wi-Fi is. It's never going to know.
Well.
Okay?
Yeah.
But today, we want to jump in and talk a little bit about tonality. Some tips, some things to think about. But I think where I want to start, Jack, is you'll know this better than anyone. The voice is an instrument, right? Are you religious?
Can be if you want.
Okay, hopefully I can trust you then. But let's talk about it, okay? So if the voice is an instrument, what tools have we got in our arsenal, Jack?
Great question. I guess just to take it back, obviously I would say that you've got a gorgeous tone, okay?
Thank you, sir.
It's a tone that I think is clear, there's clarity, it's a nice pace, a nice all the things that go with tone is lovely. Has your tone always been lovely? Or is it something you've worked on?
No, you want to hear me when I'm as before the accident.
Before the accident,
it wasn't good. No, it was something I developed. And actually, when I started off cold calling, I had this really weird habit of starting off very high. So I start off very high, and I have that horrible habit that people have when they first have sales, where everything's inflections and getting gradually higher. So I was starting off with a very short runway because I was already starting off high. And by the end of my pitch, I'd be like, right up there, and everything would be like that. And there's nowhere else for me to go. I was always choking myself on my own tone. So one of the first changes that I made before I even started honing in on how to get better was start off in a much slower, lower register.
I think, you know me, I used to be a mockney. I mean, I'm still a bit of a mockney, but more so like that. All right, very fast, very up there, blah, blah, blah. I heard you refer to it the other day as Australian syndrome. So if somebody picked up the phone and said, I'm going to be honest, it's a sales call. You can hang up or let, do you know what I mean? Your throat's getting higher and there's nowhere for you to go. So I think the best place to start is in a relaxed manner of, I don't really give a shit. This is what I've got to do. And if you're going to start relaxed and there's good breath work, then it means you can deliver things in a stronger manner. So you've got to think about how your voice comes across to maybe different audiences. Okay, so if I'm calling a CEO and I'm going straight for the juggler, how do I sound to him? Might be different to how I might sound to a marketing director. So I think you've got to think about personalities and how you're going to sound and how you're going to come across. If I am ringing somebody with that kind of personality, most of the time they're going to be direct, short, sharp. How are you going to hit them? What kind of tone are you going to take on?
Well, it's a great point. And what you're talking about there is tone matching, right? Which is... It's a black belt skill, this, in sales, because it's split second stuff. So if I answer the phone and I'm like, hello, it's John speaking, you don't want to come in and say, all right, John, you old bastard, how the fuck are you? Yeah, you don't want to hit someone with that.
No, far too violent.
If they answer and they say, exactly. If they answer and they're like, hello, John speaking, you should be going, John, I'll be completely honest, you're probably going to hate me for this. It's actually a sales call. So, do you want to hang up now or let me have 30 seconds? Now, if someone answered and they were like, hello, it's Debbie. Ah, oh, Debbie, you're going to hate me for this. It's actually a sales call. So that you can hang up or let me have 30 seconds. I'm matching exactly to the person who's answered the phone in the way that they answer it.
Mm.
Jack.
Well, why do we match people? It's because people buy from people like them. So we want to try and mirror them to the best of our ability to sound like them. One of the things that I think when we hear new starters, they fuck it up straight away is pace. It's very, very fast straight away. And that is probably a concoction of like nerves, adrenaline. You think about it. If you're in the wild and you see a saber-toothed tiger, you're going to speak fast. You're going to run. You're going to get out of there. So it's very, very fast. So it's like if you slow things down and you think about every single word, that was one thing. It would probably fall into tone. I think I could get away with it in this episode. Diction. I used to say...
Sorry?
Diction. I used to say think. Think a lot. Now that could be a real, real pro if I was calling plumbers and Leckies and stuff like that. All right, mate, I think you might have some of these problems. If I'm speaking to a really important decision maker, I think you might have some of these problems.
Yes, yes, I agree. So using the appropriate colloquialisms, exactly. One pitch to a plumber selling the same product to ops director of Fortune 500 company, you might want to match the local language. I'm not saying plumbers are stupid, but they might want to be spoken to more like we're in the pub rather than we're on the stock market.
Absolutely. I agree. What else have we got? Feelings.
So feeling each word. So human beings, broadly speaking, the majority of communication is nonverbal, right? So it's all body language stuff. It's stuff that we do, we're picking up, okay? And actually, it's very easy. Two people in the same room, if there's only two of you, actually, human nature to want to get on with each other. It's how human beings worked and evolved, okay? So it's almost being done for you. There's not much skill in that. But on the phone, you're abandoning that. You don't have the body language element before. So you have to make up for it in certain ways. And one of the ways you can do that, and this maybe marries up with your pace conversation, is feeling certain words. Okay? So pace might be you're sounding excited about certain bits, so the pace reflects that. The bits that are more painful, you're slowing down. The bits that you want to accent, you have more hard kind of staccato chops and stops. But you feel certain words, how they sound. So you might say, I'm typically invited in by managing directors who really struggle it. So I might deliver it more like that. They're really
struggling. Felt that.
But a lot of them are a lot more hopeful. And when they look out, they're thinking, you know what, I am actually quite hopeful moving towards the future. And that feels more hopeful. But some of them are they're in just such pain. And I'm delivering the words how they feel because I want to make up for that body language bit. And people say, well, fucking hell, sure, it doesn't make any difference. I can assure you I've had the same prospect rung by someone who's more monotone and doesn't deliver it like that, and then someone who's got a bit more of that theatre behind it a week later, same approach, diagnosed problems, got a meeting in the diary. Your tone makes up for so much more of the call than you think it does.
I would say something quite controversial now. And I think like,
oh my God,
we've heard thousands of cold calls. Okay. We eat cold calls for breakfast. I would say that, and I think this is actually evidence backed. So if you've got any cool evidence that backs my opinion, bring it up. But tonality is a huge part of everything that happens on the cold call. What you actually say and where you take them. I think if you don't sound the part, you could be the best questioner in the wild, wild west, but you're still not going to get them there. It's, do you sound the part? Do you sound like an authority? Do you sound like you belong? Do you sound like I can trust you? We think about the halo effect. If somebody goes in and they nail it straight off the back, sometimes if you hit them with the right pattern interrupt in the right tone, you must have had this feeling before. You know this is going to end in a meeting. If they've got the problems, I know where this is going straight away. It's like I just know that's kind of landed well. But if your tone isn't on point, you could be great at cold calling when it comes to questioning, but I still think that you would struggle.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Couldn't have said it better myself. What we got next?
There's some great points. I think we think about like volume as well. Volume.
Yeah.
Whenever we think about volume in a cold calling setting, I always think of that Wolf of Wall Street scene where he leans into the phone and he starts whispering. And then everyone's like leaning in. And because he's whispering, everyone's like really trying hard to listen. And they're like really concentrating on every single word he says.
How'd you fucking do that?
Mm.
That guy turns around and says that. Yeah, it's a great point. And I mean, if you think about, well, I can shout at someone, right? And I can say, well, why is that a problem? Or I can go, okay, well, why is that a problem? Softer. And the thing is with softness on the phone, it's almost like the body language of the other person is going to start laying in a bit. Do you mind if I ask you a really direct question?
It hits. It's like a movie scene.
There's a huge difference. Yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah. I'm hopefully going to get casted in the next Debbie Does Dallas.
Does she? No, Doddy. do you ever, I've heard this before, and it's something that I do. I sometimes struggle and I give myself a bit of a stutter on certain words sometimes, maybe to play a bit of the idiot or the victim, but sometimes I'll be like, you're probably going to tell me that none of those problems exist in your world. I want to sound a little bit lost. I want you to actually come in here and pick me up and tell me everything's going to be all right, because you probably don't have any of those problems.
You're humanizing them as well, aren't you? Which is a big piece of the puzzle. You're humanizing things, so it's really giving it that, like, there's a human being on the phone here. It's not just a robot. And the delivery, we've said this on so many podcasts, but that script can't feel like the thousandth time you've read it. It's got to have that nice fit. It's like the middle ground where it's polished, but it's delivered with purpose. And it feels like for that person under the phone, this is the first time they've heard it.
Absolutely. And if you nail that, you're laughing. Are we human or tiny dancers? The signs are vital. Elton John.
Exactly. You know what they say about it?
Great guy.
Great guy.
Average. That's it on my list for tonality. I think one of the things I would recommend to anybody that wants to get better at cold calling and work on their tonality, go away, record your call opener, your value proposition, your pitch, whatever it is, listen back to it and think, break it down to each singular word. Does it sound good? Could it sound better? How could I deliver that? And then you'll get to a point where actually, if you pulled up 1,000 cold calls and you looked at the audio files, this is something we used to do. Do they look the same? Is it the same kind of volume? Is it the same kind of pace? Is it the same diction? Cool. Like, look at it like a science. Cold calling and sales should be treated as a science meets an art.
Exactly. I couldn't agree more. And I'll leave a little question for you, Jack, just to think about. When you think about manliness, is that something you're trying to be or something you're trying to sell? Join us next time for more Trench Tips.